At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Previously on the Pavement Top 50.
Blackout. Say, what do you think, Jessica from Ann Arbor?
I think it is a very solid Pavement song.
Yeah.
Like, I think it belongs in the top 20 to 30.
Okay.
Because, I don't know, it hits all the right Pavement beats.
Hey, this is Westy from the rock and roll band Pavement, and you're listening to The Countdown.
Hey, it's JD here, back for another episode of our Top 50 Countdown for seminal indie rock band, Pavement. Week over week, we're going to count down the 50 essential Pavement tracks that you selected with your very own Top 20 ballots. I then tabulated the results using an abacus, six taquitos, and a bottle of Bismol. How will your favorite songs fare in the rankings? You'll need to tune in to find out. So there's that. This week, I'm joined by Pavement superfan Kyra from the cornfields of Western Illinois. 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 How the fuck is it going, my friend?
It's pretty fucking great. Thank you for asking.
All right. Well, let's not beat around the bush. Let's get right into this. Let's talk about your Pavement origin story.
Okay. I got into Pavement in the early 90s. I graduated high school in 1994. So that was the year. Oh, cool. All right. So you know, I was 18 years old. I was getting ready to graduate high school and, I'd been hearing about Pavement, you know, and like Spin and stuff, Spin magazine and stuff like that. And it sounded cool, but here in the middle of fucking nowhere, cornfield, they just didn't have everything, you know, or, you know, just things were slower to get here, maybe.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But it's a small town, Western Illinois. I lived in a town of 800 people, 801
wow.
people. And I'm in the college town that's not far from there, which is a town of like 20,000, I think.
Okay.
Western Illinois University. And that's where I live now. And that's where I kind of grew up around here and ended up back here. But so anyway, I was a teenage kid and I was into Nirvana and Pearl Jam, sure. Soundgarden, all that stuff. Alice in Chains, but I was also getting into cool stuff. I had a really cool curiosity, I think. You know, I was into Dinosaur Jr. I was getting into Sonic Youth and Sugar, The Replacements, REM, Morphine, just stuff like that. I think I was getting into more alternative type music. And I was also really getting into Bob Dylan around that time.
Oh, wow. That's pretty diverse.
So, Pavement kind of clicked with me. I got that, CD called No Alternative.
Yeah.
It was a compilation. It had a bunch of cool bands. It had a new Nirvana song on it. I think that's why I wanted to get it. Cause it had a cool Nirvana new hidden track on it or something like that. But the Pavement song was really cool. It was Unseen Power Up the Picket Fence, which is that weird REM kind of tribute. Not one of their best tunes, but it's fun and it's cool. And it introduced me to how goofy and quirky and their sound and stuff like that.
Right,
So, and I thought, that's cool. I like that. Filed it away, maybe hit pocketed it. Then I got off work. I worked at the Hardee's here in town, the fast food restaurant. I got off work, went home, and I turned on my little black and white TV I had in my room and watched the end of the Jay Leno show, and he had Pavement as his guests on his show, and they played Cut Your Hair.
Yeah.
You know, and it was, I fell in love right there. I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever heard. And it was around that time.
And you're not wrong.
Yeah, right. Right. And it was around that time where Kurt Cobain died too. And I was a big Nirvana fan, and shit was just really serious and heavy and kind of depressing, you know. I was listening to a lot of Pearl Jam and Nirvana and Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, and everybody was a junkie and everybody was depressed. And Pavement was a cool thing to come across around that time when I was an 18-year-old impressionable youth, because it wasn't really like that. It was fun, but it still felt very urgent. I felt their music felt vital and urgent and had a lot of depth and meaning for an 18-year-old kid, I think.
Yeah.
So it was a good breather from that serious stuff I've been listening to. And I was just instantly in love with that. And my friend, I think I went to school a couple days later, and my friend's like, hey, I bought that Pavement tape that you told me about on Jay Leno or whatever. And he loaned it to me, and it was Crooked Ring, Crooked Ring. And of course, that's the greatest album ever made. So that was a pretty big one to get and get into. And I fell in love with that instantly, all those great songs. Gold Sound, Silent Kid, Fillmore Jive, Range Life. Every song on that one's a banger, right?
It's a masterpiece.
Got into that. I was like, well, I got to go get more of this. So I came over here to the record store. We used to have 4 record stores in this town. Now we have 0. But, it sucks. But anyway, I came over here and I saw another Pavement CD, and it was Watery Domestic, Chicken on the cover. Yeah. And that's also the greatest thing ever made, the greatest EP ever made, I guess. The greatest album ever made.
No argument from me.
Right? And this was all within like maybe a week of each other. And I just loved that. I thought that was the best thing I'd ever heard. I was just in love with Pavement after that. I was like, this is my band.
You found your band.
Yeah, and I eventually over the next few months started getting the other stuff. I got that Westing, which I don't know if you can see it back there, my little Steve Keen of the Westing cover. A friend gave me that. She bought it down from him in Oklahoma. Anyway, that's a cool collection of tunes. And I was like, introduced me to their early stuff, which I thought was pretty cool, but I really like what they were doing currently more, you know, their Crooked Rain stuff. And then I started just buying everything I could get from Pavement. And then I heard Slanted and Enchanted. I'm like, holy shit, this is also the greatest album ever made. So, all that stuff. And then Wild Wild Zowie came out like maybe a year later. You know, it wasn't very long. And that one was pretty amazing too. Little more of a head fuck than the other ones, which is awesome. You know, and I just a big fan ever since.
Now, did you convert people as well?
I tried.
So that you had some sort of echo chamber to be talking about this, or were you isolated with your fandom?
Well, that's a good question, because some of my friends kind of dug Pavement and when I played it for them, but I don't think they clicked with it like I did, where they were totally in love with it, but they enjoyed that album, Crooked Rain and Crooked Rain. I think I might have played them something off like Debris Slide or something like that. They're like, I don't know about this one, but I remember that. But I actually joined the Navy right after I graduated high school, and found out in the Navy that nobody liked Pavement or heard of Pavement ever. I hardly met anybody. But I was traveling a lot, and I would go to different towns to different record stores and find different Pavement things. So that was kind of fun. And I would try to turn people onto it, and they didn't really click very much. I've converted a few people though over the years, I guess. I had a roommate.
It's nice to have people to talk to about it, right?
Yeah. I had a roommate who was a drummer, and I played him Watery Domestic, I think, and he was just blown away by the drumming on the Gary, I think that's Gary Young, right? Doing the crazy drumming on that one. Yeah, the drumming on that Texas Never Whispers is so cool. And he was pretty blown away by that. He's like, this drumming is so different and off, you know, not your typical drumming, I guess. But so I converted a few people here and there over the years.
Did you ever manage to see them live?
I did, yeah, finally, 2 years ago.
Cool.
I saw them at the Chicago Theater.
Yeah,
and good venue? Were so good. It's a classic, you know, venue, but it's, you know, not my preferred type of venue to see them in, but it was a beautiful place, and I was seeing the greatest band ever there. They sounded really good. They sounded so good on that. Yeah, they were great. So I saw them. I saw Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks also when they first went on tour in like 2001. And that was a really cool show. Yeah. Yeah. Bob was driving the RV and selling t-shirts.
Really?
It just seemed really like a cool little tour. I think Stephen's, Malkmus's girlfriend was in the band kind of for a while there. And she was kind of like doing background vocals and stuff like that. So it was kind of a fun gig.
I saw him on the Pig Lib tour. But I didn't make it out. I wonder where he would have played here. For Pig Lib, he played at a bar called Lee's Palace, which is like just a great venue to, you know, just ease into and
I like those.
Be with your people, right?
I would rather do that than be at the Chicago Theater. But this was at the Metro where I saw in Chicago, which is it's kind of the cool venue in Chicago where all the cool bands play. But and I'm from small town. It's 3 hours to Chicago for me, a 3 or 4 hour drive. And, you know, it's scary in Chicago because it's hard to drive and traffic and stuff like that. But that's why I didn't go to a lot of shows when I was a kid, just because I'm a hillbilly. And I didn't make it to see them I would have loved to have seen them, you know, when they were at Lollapalooza or playing small clubs and stuff like that, touring behind, you know, Slanted and Enchanted. But no, I just kind of didn't get the chance to actually see them. I remember my now ex-wife bought me tickets to see them. I just on a whim. I told her I wanted to go see them in New York when they first reunited, like did the reunion in the 2010, I guess it would have been. Yeah, and she actually bought tickets, but we ended up going to Jamaica and getting married instead around the same time. So I had to cancel that. And I mean, that's kind of a bust, but I kind of missed opportunity there, I guess. But yeah, I've just been a huge fan ever since. You know, I always felt like all of their albums releases were like an event. And I remember hanging out like when I was stationed in Texas, hanging out with some friends when Bright in the Corners came out and like playing it for them, and they actually really liked some of the songs on it. I remember like Stereo and Shady Lane and stuff like that. I thought that stuff could have been a hit. I was like, this stuff's going to be a hit, guys. And they're like, yeah, sure. And of course,
I feel the same way.
I was always wrong about that. I'm actually a radio person. I used to run the alternative rock station here in town when they had one. And I was always a champion of Pavement. I do have a funny story, I guess, kind of funny. So I worked for the radio station here in town. There's like this local group of six radio stations.
Yeah.
And I was I ran the alternative station. I was the music director and the DJ there. And then I also was like the classic rock morning show person. And also the news, kind of a news person too. I just kind of did a lot of things, jack of all trades or whatever. But our little station group got bought out by this corporate butthole hedge fund dude, came down and bought the stations and then fired all the people basically. But they kind of kept me around for a couple months, and I learned how to, told me I had to do the news. So I was the news director and I had to make news stories and stuff like that, which not much of a journalist, but I was trying. But eventually they were going to fire me too. And they did. And I knew they were going to fire me. So I did not go out without a fight. And I, made this news story about how the new owner was a butthole and all this stuff. But, you know, I still had like 2-something minutes left on my newscast. So I'm like, oh, and here's Pavement, Gold Sounds. And then I put Gold Sounds in there. And then I broadcast that out the rest of the day.
Holy
shit. They fired me across the whole area on all six of their stations. And that went out and I exposed people to Pavement and made my little snide remarks about the butthole guy who bought the stations and fired everybody. And it was a good feeling.
I love that you played Gold Sounds.
Yeah. I just thought that was a good, it was a good length, I think. It might be my favorite of their songs. I don't know what, I don't think I have a favorite, but I have many, but,
that was nostalgic.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's just got that feel. Yeah. Just something wistful about it, I guess. But, that was
a go-to record at this point. Like, do you have one that you'll put on, you know, when you're feeling pavement-y, or does it depend on a specific mood?
It's definitely a mood thing. It seems like Wowie Zowie is always getting played around here a lot for some reason, because that one's big. It's like the White Album kind of, you know, of Pavement albums. Yeah. So it's a big, long one with different moods and stuff like that. And it's kind of how I am, a moody person. So I like the roller coaster ride of that one, and I like the kind of woozy sound of a lot of the songs on that one. And I think it's just this beautiful sounding record. And it's got songs I don't like on it, even like a couple that kind of I find a little more jarring. But it's still the one I've been listening to the most, I guess. But the first three, I think, are, you know, the greatest albums ever made. And I like the other ones also, so... I have those ones on vinyl. I don't have the last two albums on vinyl, and I play a lot of vinyl, so I guess that's why I... But my kids are into it, too. That's kind of cool. They've... TikTok, was it the Harness Your Hopes thing? I heard my kids listening to it, and I was like, whoa, that's so cool. And they would, like... I had a T-shirt and it didn't fit me anymore, so they would fight over the T-shirt. They had a couple...
Oh, that's daughters, like a dream.
And, yeah, right? But they did. I tried to get them a little deeper into it, but they know Harness Your Hopes, which is cool. And I was like, "Why? What does this mean?" And my daughter said, "It's for a fit check." I'm like, "What the heck is a fit check?" It's like an outfit, showing off your outfit.
But yeah,
I didn't know that.
Spin around. Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, that's
it's over my head too. I'm 50 years old.
Yeah. So I think that's pretty cool. And then they've gotten into it, and it's cool seeing younger kids get into it. I see it every once in a while. I see somebody who's considerably younger than myself, almost in my kid's age, and getting into Pavement. And I'm like, that's good. It means I was right this whole time, you know, about this great band.
Justice.
Exactly.
Well, Kyra, what do you say we flip the record and get into track number 19.
Okay.
All right. We'll do that right after this.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, this is Bob Nastanovich from Pavement. Thanks for listening, and now on with a countdown.
19.
Wasn't the question you were asking, wasn't the answer I gave. Voice. Never. was the way that you smiled and made me know at once that I have to get the fuck out of this town. 'Cause I've decided to make a stand, and I'm not gonna take your hand. I'm taking the next bus out of here. I'm gonna head to Box Elder.
This week, we're going deep on Box Elder. How are you feeling about song number 19, Kyra, from the COWI?
I fucking love Box Elder so much. It's a great song. It's one of the earlier Pavement songs. I think it's very early Pavement song.
Say it's, you know, song number one.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Which is cool. And it's one that really holds up, I think, too. So I was saying, if you're just joining us, I got into Pavement in 1994 at Crooked Rain, and it was awesome. And then I got Watery Domestic, and then I think a few weeks later I got the Westing collection of tunes. And yeah, I just remember that one, immediately liking that song. One thing I like about it is it's got a twee, kind of twee element to it. Almost like a beat happening or something like that. Like K Records, Calvin Johnson kind of sound, which I didn't really know much about then, but when I hear it now. And there's also something REM about that guitar riff on that. Maybe
I agree with you. Sound. Early REM, for sure.
Yeah, and I know that it was a big influence on them. So, and I'm a huge REM fan now. So there's that. And that song, I actually had to look this up, but it said that it's a true collaboration between the two, Steven and Scott.
Spiral, yeah.
Yeah, they kind of just, it was his riff, I think, and then Malcolmisky wrote the lyrics and sang over it. And they didn't really write songs like that before or after. It's kind of one of the only ones that was like really a collaboration like that, I guess.
Very.
I think they were all collaborations in one way or the other, but... but yeah, for sure on that tune. I love the lyrics of the tune. I love the meaning of it. I'm from Vermont, Illinois, Vermont IL, population 801. And Box Elder MO is just, I'm going to head to Box Elder MO. It's just, he's going to head to some hillbilly ass town in Missouri. It's kind of that's what I got out of it anyway. But being from a small town and being somebody who's different, I'm a transgender woman. I didn't know it then, but it's something I've always felt, and it's something I still feel. And hearing that line, I've got to get the fuck out of this town, meant something back then. And recently, maybe in the last couple of years, that tune is really, it's like, man, I really love this song because I love that line. I've got to get the fuck out of this town, because I was living in this other small town nearby, which is just very biggity town, and I was ready to get the fuck out of there. So I'm glad to be out of that town. Had to get the fuck out of that town and come over here to Box Elder.
I love that it means
Box Elder.
Personally.
Yeah, it's got some deep, deep meaning, I think. And yeah, I'm in a place where I was in a town, there's not a lot of Pavement fans, you know? so get the fuck out of this town. So it's just, yeah, it's a cool song. It's, I think their sound and their songwriting improved significantly after that. But sure, as an early tune, I think it's definitely one of their best. And it's one that definitely means something to me, I think, for sure. Love that song.
Yeah.
Love Box Elder.
It's a good one. What do you think about where it landed on the countdown, number 19?
That's actually perfect.
You think it's a fair spot for it? Yeah.
I guess, yeah. I think it's a perfect spot, you know? I mean, considering they made so many other great songs and that they really improved on their sound after that, but also as an early tune and the, you know, they're finding their sound, I think that was definitely one of the most important songs in their canon of awesome tunes.
Well, really? So, I mean, if you think back, this song was covered by Wedding Present and played by John Peel. And I wonder if John Peel hadn't got his hands or mind wrapped around Pavement, like they are so huge in the UK.
Yeah.
And it just makes me wonder what, you know, what would have happened had they not had access to, you know, John Peel. It would have been very interesting. But
so yeah, that's how he got into them, through Wedding Present's cover. That's how, or
my memory is so shit, but I feel
that sounds, okay.
If I'm wrong, send me an email, jdmeetingmalcolmus@gmail.com. New email address, everybody. Well, Kyra, it's been good talking to you today from Western Illinois and talking about Box Elder. I enjoyed myself. I hope you enjoyed yourself. And that's about what we have to say. Do you have anything you want to plug?
No. I mean, I host a folk alternative country Americana radio show on Tri-States Public Radio every Sunday night at 7 o'clock if people are into that sort of stuff. That's what I do, but nothing to plug. I'm just here to talk about Pavement.
Love it.
I love the show. It's a great show. Keep up the good work.
Oh, thanks. That means a lot, for real. That's what I got to say this week, and we'll be back next week with song number 18. We are in the thick of the top 20. My goodness. Wash your goddamn hands. Thanks for listening to Meeting Malcolmus, a Pavement podcast, where we count down the top 50 Pavement tracks, as selected by you. If you've got questions or concerns, please shoot me an email, jd@meetingmalcolmus.com. Duvra! Podcasts and such.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad, which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it, crunchy wontons, Asian slaw, citrus vinaigrette, teriyaki glaze, sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Zenzation salad, only at Zaxby's.